the short story is that we have found a particularly fine clinic in Tijuana. And let me just hand this over to Zita for a moment. I've met a number of people who have terminal illness, who are on the border of Tijuana, going into Tijuana to seek alternative treatments, and they are many years down the road. I talked to many survivors of terminal illness who sought the alternative approach and have survived it. So there are some very good and interesting and unique things happening in Mexico that can't happen here. So stay tuned.
Part of those people that he met are Amish. And I have a little Amish story that has nothing to do with anything but spelt. You see, spelt was God's product. It won't compromise its own value. And I would like to say that spelt in Arvin, being grown by the Duncans on Cal Organic property, and now they're going to add pumice to that. And I would interrupt even myself here to say that if you go look in the right place over in Lancaster, or before Lancaster, more in the Rosamond area, you will find that they are spreading pumice on some of those fields. And you might want to check with those growers to see how much they're putting. But the spelt is up. It is beautiful. And what I would like to say to all the growers is that spelt is a wonderful grain. It is also wonderful greens. And it is the best animal feed hay you can grow. And if you had this available in England, you would not have mad cow disease. So let's eat cake. We are doing fine. Salute.
Thank you very much. What you probably don't know,
this is the Academy Award presentation with Christopher Reeve.
And I just arrived here this morning. And I'm glad I did, because I wouldn't have missed this kind of welcome for the world. Thank you. When I was a kid, my friends and I went to the movies just for fun. But then we saw Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove. Started us thinking about the madness of nuclear destruction. Stanley Kramer's The Defiant once taught us about race relations. And we began to realize that films could deal with social issues. Now, when you look at films like Platoon and Philadelphia, Lorenzo's Oil, you realize the power of film to present painful but important issues to the public. So here are just a few more of the motion pictures that have courageously put social issues ahead of box office success. They've enlightened us, they've challenged us, and they've given us the opportunity to learn.
Sir, wouldn't you be more comfortable in the research room?
No. Would it make you more comfortable?
What do you think we should tell him, huh?
That he was raping me.
You said that 100 damn people saw you dance and cheek to cheek with him all night. Who's going to believe that? We don't live in-
your boy that comes from Philadelphia. What do they call you up there?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I was really in good shape then, man. I was the captain of the football team, and I wanted to be a war hero, man. I wanted to go out and kill for my country. And now I'm here to tell you that I have killed for my country or whatever. And I don't feel good about it. Because there's not enough reason, man.
Wherever there's a fight so hungry people can eat, I'll be there. Wherever there's a cop beating up a guy, I'll be there. And when the people are eating the stuff they raise and living in the houses they build, I'll be there too.
Let's continue to take risks. Let's tackle the issues in many ways. In many ways, our film community can do it better than anyone else. There is no challenge, artistic or otherwise, that we can't meet. Thank you.